station. And little girls from Sweden dream of silver screen quotation. And if you want these kind of dreams, it's Californication. The sun may rise in the east, at least it's settled in a final location. It's understood that Hollywood sells Californication. Hey, I'll start down the barrel while it breaks the spell of aging. Celebrity skin, is this your chin or is that one?
This is Michael again from Space Station 5. I'd like to tell you of some other speakings taking place. First, for the people who are interested in history, where's a speaking about hacker ethics from 1984 to 2001. It starts at 8 o'clock in the restaurant. And at stage three, where's a speaking about wearable computers.
This time I'm standing here in the lockpicker tent, and there are quite a few of people trying to open keys with trying to open... oh, I forgot the word for Schlösser in English.
Locks. We open locks without a key, so it's a part of feeling and meditation to open locks without a key. And this evening we have workshops to 10 o'clock roundabout. Later we make it around about 10 o'clock or 9:30, we have a workshop in fire breathing. And tomorrow we start around about 11 o'clock with workshops every hour in English. And we have a special workshop at 12 o'clock, women's only workshop. And at 13 o'clock we have a workshop in Dutch language. At 16 o'clock we have a workshop in French language. And at 15 o'clock a workshop only for Pekan. It's a way to open locks very easy. So that's what we offer here in the lock picking tent, from breakfast, from our breakfast, not from the public breakfast, from our breakfast to sundown.
Yes, hello, Stefan, first of all, hello. So your workshops are mostly very crowded, so I think many people are interested in lock picking, is that right? Huh?
It looks like so. We was here on our last 4 years on HIP. We have only a little tent of 4 square meters, and so it was more for people who look. And this year we have a greater tent, and a lot of people coming here to get an impression or to relax from computers.
Yes, it's quite interesting to see the people here. It's for people who don't have done this before. It's a I think a little bit comparable to cubicle Geschicklichkeitsspiele, so...
Yes, it's a part of feeling. You need the feeling, and you have to get the feel of a lock. It's a hard lock. It's a soft lock. Awesome. So, and if the feeling of the locks is the way... You open the lock. You have to feel it's a hard one. Okay, then you work hard. It's a soft one. Then you need the feeling in your fingers to get the pins in the right correction and open the locks without this trying.
Okay, so at last, for...
It's so how long you need to open a lock. So greater is the orgasm after opening.
So for you it's like sex, yeah?
Ah, it's like sex in the brain if you open the lock after hard work. It's the same, you get a girl, you need long time to catch her.
So, but in the end it's really fast. So I've seen here people opening a lock within less than a second sometimes.
It's the same if you have a girlfriend for a long year, then you play faster.
Yes. That was mentioned.
Not every time, but
yeah, some locks are very, very difficult.
If you have trained, if you get the feeling, you will hold this feeling, remember this feeling, reproduce this feeling.
Yes. At least the same question for everyone. Where can you be found for people who volunteer and are interested?
So we are sitting at the main field, in direction to the main tents. You will see us there standing lock pickers on the tent, and we have great flags outside with the web address lockpicking.org.
Okay, and now once again, the workshops on Sunday all for people. Today there aren't any workshops. Oh, there's a fire breathing workshop today at 9:30 p.m. in the dark.
Tomorrow we have at 12 o'clock a women's only workshop. At 13 o'clock it's Dutch language. At 14 o'clock it's in French language. At 15 o'clock we have a special workshop for Pekan. And then at 16 o'clock, then we have English workshops at the other hours.
This is the first time I saw the fire breathing workshop. I didn't mention it before. What is this all about?
So it's fire breathing. Fire spucken, vielleicht.
Yes, I know, but
we have made it at the camp in Berlin, and so it's a cultural part for relaxing and have fun.
So we're thinking, aren't there many people afraid of fire breathing?
We will see.
Is it secure for the people who never tried it before?
We have informed the medical service, asked the medical service.
And they are saying it's okay?
Yes. So if you ausatmen, breathe, also nicht, wenn einatmen, man soll das nicht schlucken, das
Petroleum. So you don't have to breathe petrol into your body, you have to spy it out of your body. This is the main thing all this is fire breathing about.
But you ask the people who do that.
Yes, I think we will pick up them for an interview right after this one, and we'll be back then with an interview of the fire breathing workshop, yeah?
Okay, we will.
Ah, fuck the police. Right about now, NWA court is in full effect. Judge Dre residing. In the case of NWA versus the police department, the prosecuting attorneys are MC Ren, Ice Cube, and Easy motherfucking E. Order, order, order. Ice Cube, take the motherfucking stand. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help your black ass?
You goddamn right.
Won't you tell everybody what the fuck you gotta say?
Fuck the police coming straight from the underground. A young nigga got it bad, cause I'm brown. And not the other color, so police think they have the authority to kill a minority. Fuck that shit, cause I ain't the one for a punk motherfucker with a badge and a gun to be beaten on. And thrown in jail, we can go toe to toe in the middle of a sale. Fucking with me, cause I'm a teenager with a little bit of gold and a pager. Searching my car, looking for the product, thinking every nigga is selling narcotics. You'd rather see me in the pen than me and Lorenzo rolling in a Benzo. Be the police out of shape, and when I finish, bring the yellow tape to take off the scene of the slaughter. Still can swallow up bread and water. I don't know if they fags or what. Search a nigga down and grabbing his nuts. And on the other hand, without a gun, they can't get none. But don't let it be a black and a white one, cause they'll slam you down to the street top. Black police showing out for the white cop. Ice Cube will swarm on any motherfucker in a blue uniform. Just cause I'm from the CPT, punk police are afraid of me, huh? A young nigga on the warpath, and when I finish, it's gonna be a bloodbath of cops dying in L.A. Yo, Dre, I got something to say.
MC Ren, will you please give your testimony to the jury about this fucked up incident?
Fuck the police, and Ren said it with authority, because the niggas on the street is a majority of gang. It's with whoever I'm stepping, and a motherfucking weapon is kept in a stash spot for the so-called law, wishing Ren was a nigga that they never saw. Lights start flashing behind me, but they're scared of a nigga, so they mace me to blind me. But that shit don't work, I just laugh, because it gives them a hint not to step in my path. For police, I'm saying, fuck you, punk. Read my rights and shit, it's all junk. Pulling out a silly club, so you stand with a fake-ass badge and a gun in your hand. But take off the gun so you can see what's up, and we'll go at it, punk, and I'ma fuck you up. Make you think I'ma kick your ass, but drop your gas, and Red's gonna blast. I'm sneaky as fuck when it comes to crime, but I'ma smoke them now and not next time. Smoke any motherfucker that sweats me, any asshole that threatens me. I'm a sniper with a hell of a scope, taking out a cop or two. They can't cope with me. The motherfucking villain that's mad, with potential to get bad as fuck. So I'ma turn it around, put in my clip, yo, and this is the sound. Yeah, something like that, but it all depends on the size of the gap. Taking out a police would make my day, but a nigga like Ren don't give a fuck to say.
Nigga, what?
when I'm playing with the trigger of an Uzi or an AK. Cause the police always got something stupid to say. They put out my picture with silence. Cause my identity by itself causes violence. So E was the criminal behavior. Yeah, I'm a gangster, but still I got flavor. Without a gun and a badge, what do you got? A sucker in a uniform waiting to get shot by me or another nigga. And with a gat, it don't matter if he's smaller or bigger. And as y'all know, E's here the rule. Whenever I'm rolling, keeps looking in the mirror and is on cue, yo, so I can hear a dumb motherfucker with a gun. And if I'm rolling up the eight, he'll be the one that I take out and then get away while I'm driving off laughing. This is what I'll say. Fuck police.
You've been a redneck, white bread, chicken shit, motherfucker.
That's a lie! That's a goddamn lie!
Get him out of here!
I want Jeff dead!
Get him the fuck out of my face!
I want Jeff dead!
Out right now!
Fuck you, you black motherfucker!
Fuck the police! Fuck the police! Fuck the police!
Okay, hello again, this is Ingo, and right now I have found the two persons who will making the Fire Breather workshop tonight at 9:30. And Juncker and Björn, hello.
Hello.
You will do the Fire Breathing workshop. I think the main frightens for the beginners is it secure to do it by your own?
Yeah, I think so. If you think of some safety reasons and stuff like that, so you don't have to swallow, you better don't swallow it, the petroleum, because that might be dangerous. Yeah, and yeah, otherwise it should be all right.
And you did this before, a beginner's workshop, so on the Chaos Communication Camp back in 1999 near Berlin, I think. Is this right? Did there were any injuries?
No. There have been no injuries at all.
Nothing?
No, nothing.
I don't think so.
So there's nothing you have to be afraid of if you just try this out. I thought you have to make some sort of license or something like this to try this, but this is all nonsense. You can try it so?
I don't know if you need a license. I did it a couple of times before, and I learned it by myself, or somebody told me. And I've talked to some first aid people, and they said it might be dangerous for people who are allergic against the petroleum, and they might have problems with the breathing or with the big throat. But they'll be around when we do it, so there shouldn't be any problems at all.
Okay, when you will do it tonight on 9:30, where exactly will this take place?
At the big field next to our tent, next to the lockpicking tent.
So between the between the main tent and the lockpicker's tent, somewhere in this area, but you won't miss it?
Yeah, I don't think you could miss it.
Last time in Berlin I was there, I saw you brought a complete firefighters train with you. The people from the local firefighters departments were there looking for security. Will this this time be again so, or was it just a Berlin special?
No, it was enough rain, I think, and it shouldn't be too dry.
So, for the people who don't know, the problem in Berlin was that it was very, very dry on the ground and there was very, very high risk of fire. But we won't have this here because the grass is still very wet and the weather's not so good as in Berlin last time.
No, we have quite a swamp next to our tent, so we still have big, big lakes of water here, so might be the wettest place on the campsite.
Okay, so thank you for the interview, Björn, and once again, everyone is invited who wants to try out fire breathing at 9:30 in the 9:30 to 10:00, I heard just here
in the surrounding of the lockpicker tent. Come and visit and have fun. Thank you.
Station 5. Listening to Space Station 5 on 97.1 FM in Seattle, or pardon me, in the Netherlands. Yeah, we are a pirate radio station bringing you the best hard, sexy, techno, anti-globalization, propaganda, radical environmentalism, and new age hacker revolution that you'll find on the dial. And it's time for the Captain Crunch Show. Yeah!
Hello out there in Amsterdam and HAL 2001. This is Captain Crunch, and we're going to be talking about a lot of very interesting things this 2 hours and listening to some pretty interesting music. So put on those headphones, turn up the radio, and enjoy. A little distinction here. Actually, we really aren't pirate radio. We are fully licensed by the Netherlands government to operate on this frequency. And this is very great. And it just shows you what a free country this is. I'm honored to be in a free country. And some of the things I'm going to be talking about tonight are pirate radio. Different kinds of pirate radio from two American cities. One in Seattle and another one in San Jose, California. Let's turn the clock way, way back to 1969. What was going on in 1969? Well, you had President Nixon as our president back then. And back then, their big thing was drugs. And so President Nixon decided that he would ban 69 songs because they had reference to drugs. Among them were a few cuts off the Beatles album. Country Joe and the Fish had a few records also, and a few other interesting songs. So what we did, we put up a pirate radio station with 65 watts of power. We put this in our Volkswagen bus, and we drove up to the highest mountaintop we could find, overlooking the entire San Jose area. We were up on Mount Umanum. That we called Spot 1. We had many other spots, too. We had Spot 6, Spot 1, Spot 1A, Spot 5, and also Spot 4. Of course, only we knew what these spots were. And as we were broadcasting from these interesting spots, our signal was very powerful because we were way high up in the altitude, and we were broadcasting out of 65 watts. The interesting thing was, we played all 69 of those songs, and all the other stations were banned from playing. And a lot of people listened. But being me as a phone freak, I had a special advantage. They had loop-around numbers, which are very interesting numbers that you dial into. You dial one side of the loop, and you get like 0044, and you get a tone. If somebody were to call in on the 0045 side, the tone would go away, and the two people could talk. So this was how we gave out a phone number over the air without getting traced. We would give a loop-around number out, and the loop-around number would be our phone number. And we'd have somebody down in the San Jose area sitting on the 44 side, waiting for calls to come in on the 45 side. We were giving out the 45 side. And because there was such controversy about drugs, we would, of course, have Scanderbeg's drug commercials, where you buy more dope for less at Scanderbeg's. And you can also try the grower special that was on sale. Immediate home delivery, too. And just by calling 269-1999, you'd get immediate home delivery of Scanderbeg's drugs. And not only that, but you had a high quality. And you can also buy our grower special. It was seeds only, but next year's crop should be great.
Spector from Blackball Radio in Seattle, Washington. Yeah, we are 10-4-20 on 97.1 FM. This is Space Station 5 Radio, and we are high on sunshine and down with the revolution this evening in the studio. This is the Captain Crunch Show, and you heard Captain Crunch talking about their exploits. Back in 1969, we did this more recently in Seattle, Washington, with Blackball Radio. Now, this all started in Seattle when we decided we needed a new tourist attraction and needing a new one, but figuring into finance it and credit decline, we wound up restoring Seattle's historic Art Deco ferry boat, the MV Kalakala. One day we decided to have a little party called the 4th of July Blackball. And we were going to make it a free radio party, so we got a bunch of bands together and tossed a 15-watt transmitter on top of the boat, nice little dipole antenna. And while we were at it, wired the boat with DSL and hooked it up all on top of an internet radio station. Yeah, we had built a couple of micro radio networks up to that point, and by the time that we got around to Blackball Radio, pretty much had our act down. Blackball Radio ran for 5 months in Seattle uninterrupted, and we thought that we had the world by the tail. Well, turns out the only guy in town who could find a station like that happened to be in the hospital with some kind of dilemma. When he got out, they sent the corporate radio thugs after us. We fought 4 months in the streets of Seattle, hopping rooftop to rooftop, doing loud drive-time radio. Let me tell you, these large corporations that control the broadcast networks on this continent and back in the United States are very possessive of their turf. And we'd like to definitely encourage you, if you are inclined to engage in free radio quite actively. A couple of resources that you might look at would be the Veronica website. You can take a look at their website at veronica.co.uk. Order yourself up a transmitter. You can also go to www.microradio.net. Lots of support there. We are privileged to have Captain Crunch with us this evening. Captain Crunch is one of those old-time revolutionaries that we hear about around campfires who shows up at HAL 2001. Captain Crunch.
this music you're listening to here is some of the trance music that we got right here on the radio. And this music comes from San Francisco. And we've got a very rich trance rave scene in San Francisco. And a lot of this comes from my personal MP3 collection, of which I was able to snatch from Napster before Napster died a hideous death. It is most unfortunate these music companies are so greedy that they won't provide us with a way of sharing music and getting the word out. But anyway, that's kind of the way it is. And I want to talk a little bit also about some interesting stories and pranks that we had a lot of fun with. I had an opportunity to hang out with Steve Wozniak, co-founder of Apple Computer, and Kevin Mitnick while I was down in Hollywood this summer. And we've had many meetings together, and we've had lots and lots of fun playing pranks to McDonald's customers. We'd sit in our car a little while, and we'd wait for somebody to go up to order at the drive-thru, and when they'd go in there to order their hamburger, we'd look and see who it was, and we saw this old fat lady order her hamburger, and she must have ordered a bunch of stuff. And then what we did was, we had this little radio transmitter, and we transmitted over the McDonald's frequency, and we said to the lady, "Lady, you really don't need to order that. We're going to order you a veggie burger instead. You need to be on a diet." that was Solo Luminance you heard there. This other cut I'm going to play, this track, it's called Win Sing. It's from the Air Club mix. It's from the album Dances Without Words. You have to listen to this. This is really great, great trance. Again, a lot of this stuff comes from our neck of the woods, out west in California. This is Win Sing. Breaker for Radio Check. You are listening to Space Station 5 all over the Netherlands. Yeah! Broadcasting live from the HAL 2001 conference. This is your deprogrammer tech, Spectre from Black Ball Radio in Seattle. Big shouts out to George W.
Bush. Let me tell you, we're going to play a little game now. For those of you who are out driving in your cars, this should be especially entertaining. We want to know who supports George. You know, it's impossible to gauge how widespread support is for George W. Bush in the Netherlands. Let's find out. If you're out there driving around in your car, we're going to play this little game called Honk If You Love George. It's very simple. I'm going to count to three, and you honk if you love George. Are you ready? Drum roll, please. One for George. Two for W. Three. Honk 'em, baby. Yeah. Oh, I hear him. Listen to that. Horns all the hell over the place. Yeah. You are listening to Space Station 5 in the Netherlands. We are broadcasting live from the HAL 2001 conference. We're going to break from the techno now and play you a little awesome grunge music from Seattle, Washington. This is the band Sophie Tucker. That was Sophie Tucker, little local band from Seattle, Washington. We'd like to remind you how important it is to support local music. You are listening to Space Station 5 on 97.1 FM in the Netherlands, and who knows where the hell else. We are probably networked all over the world. And this is the Captain Crunch Show. We're here in the studio with Captain Crunch, a man who has years and years of free radio under his belt and who is going to bring you the best techno-going trance that he can collect from all over the world. But first, I think we've decided that we want to talk a little bit about
about pirate radio.
More about pirate radio.
We had our hopes up this last year that the FCC would actually allow us to have neighborhood pirate radio, actually legalized radio, a real license to broadcast small, low-powered neighborhood radio. But guess what happened?
The National Association of Broadcasters, also known as the NAB, also known as Large Corporate Radio Thuggery, hand in hand with our own National Public Radio Network, the public radio network that was supposed to present the people on the air, marched into the United States Congress, and they shot that act down. The Low Power Radio Act of 2000 was modified and attached to a House appropriations bill that never even made it to the floor of our House of Representatives. Otherwise, they probably would have sent it right through. And the large corporate radio powers and the National Public Radio Network in the United States used their influence to quietly secure the large broadcaster's territory. Many, many of the efforts that we made in the interest of developing micro radio networks and micro radio stations around the country, anticipating the Low Power Radio Act of 2000 passing, were for naught. They have, in fact, passed a much weaker act that restricts prohibitively the placement of stations. You pretty much have to be broadcasting in the middle of the desert if you want one of those licenses now. They took the teeth right out of that bill.
So pirate radio is still alive and well as a result of this.
And that may be better, because I'll tell you what, not having to answer to the Federal Communications Commission, not having to answer to the powers that be, but being able to do your own thing out there on the airwaves, that's where it's at, baby. Absolutely where it's at.
I totally agree. Absolutely.
Well, you know, how do they figure that they can control the airwaves? Are the airwaves not like the air that we breathe and the water that we drink?
I don't know. And they must somehow, after all, money talks and bullshit walks. What can we say?
Well, we can say that that's probably more true in the States than it is here on the continent.
Yes, I'm really amazed at how free things are here in Europe.
And how much autonomy people have, how many civil rights people have. Slowly but surely, on the other side of the water, our own civil rights have dwindled away to next to nothing. We now live in a large corporate culture where, again, money talks and bullshit walks. Hey, Crunch?
Yeah?
I was actually really digging that last trance number that you played.
Cool.
What else have you got on that playlist there, man?
Actually, I've got another cut here. This one is Tom Stevens, Outface 2000, which ought to be a pretty interesting song to play here. Let's see if I can get these controls set right so we can see if we can bring this thing in.
Rock me, baby.
Working on it.
Partly cloudy, chance of showers, approximately 18 degrees centigrade. Yes, light cloud cover. Last night's stars promised clear skies today, and Mother Nature has let us down again. Well, not so bad. At least it's not raining. You are listening to Space Station 5 on 97.1 FM throughout the Netherlands and across the globe. Over network after network after network, we're broadcasting live from the HAL 2001 Festival.
97.1
megahertz.
Right here from HAL 2001, and you're listening to the Captain Crunch Show. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about some phone freaking. Some of the really cool things that we did back in the days when it was possible to do that. One of the other interesting things about the phone system that they had in California, or actually all over the world, all of the phones were controlled by tones. And these tones would allow you to switch calls to all really cool, interesting things. One real interesting place was Vancouver. You could dial 604-555-1212 and get the information operator. Send your 2600 hertz down the tone. It would go beep, ka-chink, and you'd drop right into a trunk. From there, if you just did 1121, you get a little recording that says 5 cents, ding, 10 cents, ding, ding, quarter, gong. And what that was, it was a little operator training tape, which is quite interesting. It was the Canadian phone system's old switching network, and if you did 2111, you could actually get into a large party line conference. And that eventually ended up as my demise, because it turned out that during the switchover, yeah.
What? Did you lose it in sex chat? Did you lose it in sex chat back then in the 60s?
There was a kind of a sex line that I know of. Actually, it was called the 291 Busy.
291 Busy.
Yeah. You dialed 291 and then some number, and you could talk between the busy signals.
291 get busy.
Right. And another thing we used to do, too, is on old step-by-step exchanges,
we call the switch room and we ask him to open up the sleeve of the connector jacks and the old junctures. And what that did was you called into the number and you'd get a disconnected number recording. And then if another person on another phone line were calling in, it would actually bump them into a conference. And then you could sit there and talk. And I think you had about 12 people that you could get in on this conference. And these were very, very popular. And so there was always this search for the old step-by-step exchanges that allowed you to be able to do this. So conferences were very, very popular. Conferences like when more than one person can talk and get on the air, talk on the phone.
You are listening to Space Station 5 on 97.1 FM in the Netherlands and around the continent. We are bringing you the best hard sex, trance music, anti-globalization propaganda, pirate radio chit-chat, and radical environmentalism that you'll find on the dial today. Here's a little treat from Seattle, Washington. Big shouts out to Skerrick and Brother Reggie Watts in Elemental. Seattle, Washington. That is the band Elemental with Reggie Watts and my brother Skerrick. Big shouts out to all of y'all. You are listening to Space Station 5 Radio. We are your 50,000-watt pirate radio superstation operating under temporary license in the Netherlands and networked across the globe. And local time is... what the heck is CET anyway? It's looking like it's about 9:14 p.m. CET, 7:14. And this is the Captain Crunch show. Yeah,
and
Captain
hi,
Crunch.
This is Captain Crunch
and here's
right
Captain
here.
Crunch.
And I'm going to be still giving you some very interesting explorations in trance coming up. So, as you know, that I've been playing a lot of very good trance. And a lot of this stuff, of course, comes from my neck of the woods. And so this one here you're going to hear is called another one from the Dances Without Words album, and it's called Flying Over the Clouds. A very beautiful, trancey, kind of happy sound. So turn up the volume, crank it up, and enjoy. Interesting trance song. Got one more from the same album, Dances Without Words. This is called From East to Heaven. Another great, wonderful trance song. And stay tuned for more Phone Freak stories from the Captain Crunch days. Right here at HAL 2001, the place to be this weekend in the Netherlands. So, enjoy. We'll be right back. from the album East to Heaven. As Dances Without Words. A really, really cool song. I kind of like it. Kind of a happy, trancey, good sound. And the next thing is from F8. This one's, I believe, from the F8 record store in San Francisco. The F8's probably got some of the finest trance in the Bay Area. And this was from DJ Morgan. Little bit of dark energy. Up next, La Humeur from Relax and the Nexus album. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
listening to Space Station 5 at HAL 2001. And you're listening to the Captain Crunch Show right here, live and in person.
Yeah, and this is your deprogrammer Tech Spectre from Black Ball Radio in Seattle, Washington. Wow, HAL 2001. What beautiful, sexy people. What cheap beer. What amazing sunshine.
And what total freedom there is here in the Netherlands. Something that us Americans just never experienced back home.
Are you experienced?
I'm very experienced.
Adventures in Trance from Captain Crunch on Space Station 5.
Your 50,000 watt pirate radio superstation, yeah!
to Space Station 5, HAL 2001, right here in the Netherlands.
And across the globe, we are networked. Yeah, was it Gil Scott Heron said it? The revolution will be not be televised.
And we are netcasting on the internet as well.
It will be networked.
We're well networked, that's for sure.
Yeah, networked, baby.
Ah, yes. This is the Captain Crunch Show, and this is also with
your
me.
Deprogrammer Tech Spectre from Black Ball Radio in Seattle, Washington. My pleasure to be here at HAL 2001.
And we're all here having fun on a wonderful weekend in the Netherlands. And right here on your radio on 97.1 megahertz on your FM dial. Remix. You're listening to Airwave right here on Space Station 5, 97.1 on your FM radio dial. there you have it, Airwave. And now we have Faces from Transformations off the 303 Infinity album. You've been listening to the Captain Crunch Show right here on Space Station 5 on 97.1 FM on your radio dial.
Yeah, we are your 50,000-watt pirate radio superstation in the Netherlands. This is your deprogrammer Tech Spectre from Black Ball Radio in Seattle, Washington. Big shouts out to the Seattle band Tribute. I'll bet you never thought you'd get airplay in Europe. Here you go, Bays.
gentle touch upon a wounded heart. I felt I'm known, so is it over now? Another rip in my shriveled lungs, finding more and losing less. I have gone, now I'm here, so is it over now?
Coming down again.
was Seattle Band Tribute on Space Station 5, your pirate radio superstation in the Netherlands. This is your deprogrammer, Tech Specter. 10-420 at the HAL 2001 convention. High on techno love and down with the revolution, baby. We are your 50,000-watt pirate radio station. Hey, the mayor of HAL 2001 would like to remind you to keep the university clean, pick up your trash, smile on your brother. Here's David Bowie.
Little wonder, you. Big screen dolls, kids and explosions. was David Bowie, Little Wonder. You are listening to Space Station 5 Radio in the Netherlands and around the world. This is your deprogrammer, Tech Spector, from Blackball Radio in Seattle, Washington. We are live in the studio at HAL 2001 with DJ Big Brother. Hey, yo, Big Brother.
Hello, hello.
So what brings you to HAL 2001, bro?
Well, I'm here to scan everybody, to look around and spotting the toilets and looking at you that you don't make dirt in the toilets and you bring your trash, take your trash with you again away and so on and so on and so on.
Well, at least you're not the damned police.
No. I'm working. I'm the anarchistic police.
So. You're the anarchy police. Oh, I like it already. You know, if we were doing this in the United States, if we had 2,400 people in one place in the United States, I'll guarantee you we would have 250 police in riot gear carrying guns amongst us, strolling about, just being present, making sure that we were all happy.
Oh, you have amazing things in America.
Don't we, though? It's the land of plenty for sure. Plenty of cops, plenty of taxes, plenty of just about everything except democracy.
But I heard that, yes, they say it's democracy and they say it's freedom.
Yeah, recall what Orwell said, there's freedom to and there's freedom from. I think we got a lot of freedom from going on in the United States. As far as I see it, there are really two ways that any civilization can go. You can have a maximum of responsibility and a minimum of restraint, like we have over here, where people smile on their brothers. Or you can have a minimum of responsibility and a maximum of restraint, like they have over there. I think I'm about done states bashing. Do you want to get any more states bashing in before we get into the next set?
It sounds very, very, very cool.
Well, I think it's FOTEC. Have you ever heard of FOTEC before?
Never before. Never.
Okay, this is a grab bag selection for sure. This is FOTEC on Space Station 5, your 50,000-watt pirate radio superstation in the Netherlands.
Ringo, and I'm talking live from the fire breathing workshop that is right now going on beside the lock picker tent. And there's a very special mood out here. So there are several people trying, mostly for the first time in their life, to breathe fire. And meanwhile, there's a person playing Scotch folk music on a what's called Dudelsack in German. And yeah, it's a very, very special atmosphere here. I think you all should come out and see this. Now I want to try to fetch up some people inside it. Yedi. Yedi, this is Yedi here with me. Yedi, we are live from Space Station 5. You tried for your first time in your life to breathe fire?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. And it's great fun. First of all, I was like kind of afraid that I would like burn my hair or something, but it definitely rocks. Come to the tent and come to the place in front of the lockpicker's tent and enjoy the show.
So, you are a member of the team here?
Yeah.
I'm talking now to, what's your name?
Mario.
Mario, can you tell us your life on Radio Space Station 5? How this is working here? What do I have to do to breathe fire?
You must train when you did it the first time with water. You have bottles full of water, and then you drink a little bit, not drink. You fill it in your mouth, and then with a lot of pressure, you fire it out of your mouth. And that you train with water, and then you put petroleum in your mouth, and you put ausspucken.
Yeah, you spit it out.
Yeah, you spit it out in the flame, and then you make flame.
I think I would be afraid that the fire came back to me after I spit it out. Why is it good so?
You don't have so much in your mouth when you started, and so that the fire can't come to you too near. So when you spit in up. You must always do that, to up, and then the fire goes always up, and not to you.
Okay, isn't there a danger that maybe, let's say, your belt is burned out?
Yeah, it can be when you when you have the flame too near to you. So put the flame from you away.
Okay, this is, I think you don't do this the first time, a workshop for beginners for fire breathing. Did this several times ago. I think 1999 on the Chaos Communication Camp there also a fire breathing workshop. Did there were any injuries until yet on this kind of event?
Sorry, excuse me, I don't understand you.
I just ask, aren't there any events, any injuries happened until now in kind of this workshop?
Yeah, sorry, my English is not so good. Can you tell me that in German?
Yes, of course. Ich fragte, gab es bisher keine Unfälle bei solchen
Sachen? No accident. So, you can be, when you get something in your stomach, a little bit blah, but no problems.
So the petroleum you're putting into your mouth is tasting awful?
You don't taste it really. So, you can't feel it really good. Ask him. He have it now, so he can say it at the moment.
What? Yes, Yedi, how is this the petroleum tasting?
It tastes like, I don't know, like bad mayonnaise. It doesn't have a particularly bad taste, but, well, I wouldn't drink it.
Yes, at this point I should admit that I have tried it also, and it's tasting, not so awful as it sounds like. It's it's not good, but it's okay. It's just a little bit oily feeling that you have in your mouth after that. But, this is a beginner's workshop, so everyone who wants to spy fire here should quickly move over to the Lockpicker stand up and try it.
Ingo, is it for free? Is it for free? Or is it?
Yes, Sam. This is no cost here. You can just come and ask the people here around that are supporting this, and it's no problem.
So thank you, Ingo, for your report.
Yeah, sure. So every time again. Thank you. Back to the studio. Some sort of a brand. So it's a little bit chaotic here. Now my branch is no fire anymore on it. To try to turn it on again. Sam, can you hear me in your studio? I think you do. So now I get my torch, but where's the petroleum? There's a petroleum. Sorry, can you get me the petroleum? So right now there are dancing some people in the middle of the circle of the crowd here.
And you're calling from Scotland, yeah?
Sorry? What did you say?
You're calling us from Scotland, correct?
Yes, there's a person playing with a doodle duck, Scottish folk music. Oh, I have problems with my torch now. Oh, I'm very nervous. I hope you understand this. So okay. Now I'm giving the phone away to a guy who will hold it. And so right now I will take the petroleum. I should be move around here. There are several people. Okay. So. Hmm.
Come in remote. You're breaking up.
Hot.
You're breaking up.
Very hot. Well, Mega Gamma?
Remote, this is Space Station 5. Do you copy, remote?
That's enough. Can you take this torch here? I'm petroleum. So now I have an awful oily taste in my mouth. I will drink some water here now. Wow. So. So I think that's it. Now I'm still a little nervous, but it's quite excitement. It's really very exciting. I think everyone has to try this. Just come over to the lovekeeping camp. Okay, so thank you for the interview, and we will go back with to the studio and make some music now.
Roger that, remote. We copy. You are listening to Space Station 5 on 97.1 FM in the Netherlands. Yeah! We are your 50,000-watt pirate radio station operating under temporary special probationary license in the Netherlands. Here in the studio, we are 10-4-20, high on life and down with the revolution, and about to get ready to go dancing. Yeah! Heard some Fool's Garden, heard some Fotech. Don't know quite what we're listening to now, but it sure sounds familiar, doesn't it? Heard this before. I have just three words to say. Kill your television.
Don't try to fly.
You might grow wings. Hey, all y'all. This is your chief engineer, DC Megawatt, on Space Station 5 radio. 97.1 megacycles across the continent and networked all over hell and creation. We are in the new media lab with DJ Big Brother. Say all hi, Big Brother.
Oh, hi. Sorry, I'm somewhere else. I just tried to think about what I have to say now, and so I thought I better say nothing. And now I'm very surprised that you asked me. Hey, Tex Spector, it's nice to see you here. You're a very, 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 very tough man, and thank you that you helped me to speak English in such a good way. We just talk about it because he didn't know that we have to speak spoken English here. That this is official language, and now you also try to speak broken English. Perhaps you try to use a better accent.
I'll tell you what. When I was looking to learn a second language and figuring to finance it, but credit declined, I went down the street and took Spanish. ¿Se habla usted el español, señor?
Oh, it's amazing. ¿Dónde está la zapatería?
The zapatería, sí, sí, oh, está ahí.
Oh, a zapatería. Oh, it's closed. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
No, we can't do it. No, we can't buy shoes now.
Can't buy shoes.
That's another language.
Is English really the official language of this conference?
Broken English.
Broken English is the official
broken
language.
English, but there's also an alternative. You can speak mishmash.
Mishmash?
Mishmash.
What's the mishmash words?
Mishmash words, it's like, jetzt muss ich nachdenken, I have to use my Gehirn, and, oh, donde ist da, ach, I think this is mishmash, also, but you also can find out, you can create a new language, like to speak Babel. Yeah, Babel is a wonderful language because everybody misunderstands Babel. It's amazing.
Babel, I think we had a Babel fish for dinner last night. Barbecue Babel fish.
Oh yeah, I think broken English is a good idea when you think about Alta Vista. You translate in one language and retranslate it again. It's amazing.
How would that be? You are listening to Space Station 5 Radio on 97.1 FM across the Netherlands. We are your 50,000-watt licensed pirate radio station. And this is... Gosh, who the hell did I put in there? Yes, we're going to find out who this is.
Oh, it's very easy. Oh, you made it. Oh, you're amazing. I never know where this is not...
Should we give this a chance?
You give him a chance.
Truth is, I thought it mattered. I thought that music mattered. But does it bollocks? Not compared to how people matter.
Chumbawamba.
It's a whiskey.
Alert, alert. You are listening to Space Station 5, 97.1 FM. Alert. This is your deprogrammer, Tech Spectre, back in the studio at HAL 2001. Yeah.
Sorry. I never will do it again. I'm sorry. Sorry so much. I just made... And
no!
I never do it. Okay. This, I just look here. I just made Steuerung V. And it just make ping. There comes no jingle. I'm sorry. I didn't program this.
Are we jingleless?
I do what stands here on this piece of paper.
You mean you're following instructions?
Happiness jingle.
Happiness.
And this don't work. Oh, dear. It's a wonderful sound here.
Oh, wait a
minute. Is there anybody who can repair the jingle machine, please? Ah, there. Hello, Sam. This is Space Station 5, and you know, we have already here a jingle machine, and Sam programmed it. Hello, Sam. What can we do?
It's Windows. It's broke.
Oh, it's Windows. You see on how... 2001, the space shuttle, Space Station 5 has a jingle machine on Windows. Yeah, but I'm sure you heard it before.
Here's Sublime.
I'm talking live from outside in the campus for Radio Space Station 5. And just in this moment, I'm standing in the sea space. And there's quite a leisurely point here where you can always go in. I'm talking of the dome here, the geographic dome in the center of the sea space. Unique construction, half-round shape, some sort of football construction actually. And inside of this geographic dome, there's a little space bar where you can get drinks by Marta, and you have plenty of space to just hang around, sit around and chill a little bit. And so the people are doing here. It's not very loud. You can talk very quietly and very clever point here. I'm now trying to get Jan of the crew. Jan, you are from the space bar crew here. This is Radio Station 5. And we are live on the air. Jan will talk German. I will try to translate. Jan, ihr macht jetzt hier die Space Station. Wie lange macht ihr das eigentlich? So I'm asking Jan,
How long are you going to make this here, and how long do you do this already?
Ich mache das irgendwie, wir machen das hier schichtenweise und ja.
So you are open 25 hours a day, is this correct? Ihr seid 24 Stunden am Tag hier auf?
Ja, in verschiedenen Schichten und jeder arbeitet halt, wir wechseln halt alle 4 Stunden, damit wir irgendwie auch mal zu unserer Freizeit und unserem Schlaf kommen.
So you don't you have different shifts and everybody is doing this sometimes. How many people are here and when is the most crowded time?
So wie viele Leute sind denn hier so durchschnittlich und wann ist es am vollsten? So gegen Abend sozusagen die Rush Hour hier. Also findet da am meisten Verkehr statt und ja.
Okay, so the main rush hour is in the evening hours when the most people are here. And if you want to have a quiet place for some nice talks, just came over to the Sea Space. I think you know where the Sea Space is. It's from the main entrance. Turn to the left and go straight over the grass, and after a while you will be seeing the geographic dome. Just came in, it's a very lovely place here. This is Ingo live from the geographic dome for Radio Space Station 5, and we will go on with some music.
Hello, this is Ingo again, and I'm still going live around on the campsite. And actually, I didn't have left the area of the sea space. And I have just walked a few steps and toward the monolith. Maybe you can hear the noise in the background. The monolith is actually about 5 meters high, and it's standing right in front of the geodesic dome. I think the most people knowing this thing of the movie Space Odyssey 2001. And now we will try to interview the monolith. So, Mr. Monolith, you are right here on the campsite, but shouldn't you supposed to be on the moon, like shown in the movie?
Ask it if it is really full of stars.
So, the monolith is just making a strange sound, but you can feel a very strange vibration if you go over here. Sam, back in the studio, or whoever there is in the studio, have you been here to the monolith already? Hello? In the studio?
We are already here. Yes, say something.
Yes, I can hear you. Were you here at the monolith also? Do you know this place?
Oh, yes, we can hear the monolith just fine.
So, what do you think about this monolith? Where does it come from?
Oh, man, how could we possibly know this? It's so much older than we are.
I have an idea. In my eye, I see a gay great van, and inside the van, a van full of martyr, and inside the van there's also the monolith lying, and hackers from Berlin put it out of the van and bring this monolith to the ground of Hell 2001.
Yeah, actually you're talking of the group of the sea space, the sea base in Berlin. So they built this monolith actually for the Chaos Communication Congress that was held in the new year from the year 1999 to 2000. No, sorry, from 2000 to 2001.
Yeah, I think we should make an applause to Herr Schmidt, who built up this monolith. Perhaps everybody in every tent should applause now for the monolith and Herr Schmidt. We start now. All tents, I don't hear you guys. Come on, clap the hands. Okay, that was the applause for Herr Schmidt and the monolith.
I have a better idea. Why don't we try and knock it down with a random punk song?
With the what?
Auf meinem Stuhl und ich schaue aus dem Fenster und ich stell mir wieder mal die alten Fragen. Wo komm ich her, wo geh ich hin und wie viel Zeit werde ich noch haben? Denke nach über die Welt, über das, was wirklich zählt. Ich weiß genau, was mich so quält. Ich bin genervt, ich bin frustriert, weil hier einfach nichts passiert, weil hier nie etwas passiert. Und ich schau wieder auf die Uhr, du bist immer noch nicht da.
Space Station 5 for Hyperloop 2.